Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got one incredible entitled parent story for you. It's a long one, so get strapped in, no pun intended, but this one is all about a car. The poster of this story, OP, does well enough to save up a big chunk of money to buy their very first car. Now if I was the parent of this person in that situation, I'd be very proud, I'd be happy, I'd be delighted for them, but no. This person's mum, unfortunately, the entitled mum of this story, goes the complete opposite way and actually ends up wanting to have her name on the car. Entitled mother tries to get her name on my car. Hello everyone. I recently posted a story about my husband's entitled stepmother, and the encouraging responses I received have given me the courage to post about my entitled mother. If you read my other post, you will have a sense of how entitled the Karen in that story was. But my entitled mother makes her look like Mother Teresa, not kidding. I'm 46 now, but this story begins when I was 14. The backstory is long, and the story itself spans 18 months, so this is going to be a very long one. Sorry in advance. Don't apologize. Here we go. First off, the backstory. I'm the youngest of three kids. I have two older brothers, and my mother really shouldn't have had children. I later realized that she is a sociopath. But as a kid, I only knew she was a huge manipulator and was a great actress. She did evil things and could turn on the tears when appropriate and play the victim. My grandparents were wonderful people and sadly were just blind to their children's bad behavior. My mother was the oldest of three children, and she had two younger brothers, and they were all terrible adults. My grandparents built a second house on their property for my mother and stepfather, who was just as evil as my mother. We technically lived with my mum and stepdad in that second house, but it was my grandparents who really took care of us. They paid the bills for both houses, grew a garden, and put food on both tables. My grandparents bought our school clothes and were the ones that got us Christmas presents from Santa each year. My grandmother would actually get up each morning, walk to our house, get us all up out of bed, dressed, and walk us to the bus stop, and made sure we got on the bus. We'd come home from school and go to grandma's house for snacks, to do homework, play, and we wouldn't really go to the second house until it was time to go to bed. My mother and stepdad both worked a job and knew how to blow through money and cry poor to my grandparents, who would pay the bills for the sake of the grandkids. My grandparents were wonderful people who really loved us, but were sadly just plain naive about my mother and the abuse she subjected me and my brothers to. When my mother married my stepfather, me and my brothers were very young, and I don't have but a few memories of my biological father. My mother enrolled us into school with the last name of my stepfather, and I just always assumed that my stepfather had adopted us. It wasn't until my oldest brother got his driver's permit, and I saw that his last name on the license was that of my biological father's, that I started asking questions. My oldest brother was 3 years older than me, and told me that his birth certificate said his last name wasn't that of our stepfather's, and so I asked if mine and my other brother's name were the same. He just told me that he didn't know. But I did some sneaking around when no one was home and found my birth certificate and social security card, and they both showed that my last name was that of my biological father's. That meant that I was 12 years old when I found out what my real name was. As we grew up, I watched as my mum would take my brother's earnings from their jobs, and even though each of them had bought their own vehicles, she got her name on their titles, and then would threaten to take away their cars if she didn't get what she wanted. So now you have an idea of who she is, and this now leads me to my story. I got a job waiting tables when I was 14. Yes, I was technically not old enough to work, but sometimes you do what you have to do. I was paid in cash for my hours and, of course, my tips. My grandparents made sure I got to and from work, and I saved every bit of cash I could from my mother. She took some of my money, unfortunately, but I was able to hide away most of it. I worked 40 or more hours a week and went to school as well, and made good grades. I didn't mind working so much because it got me out of the house, and the more I worked, the more I made. Fast forward a year, and I'm at my best friend's house, and we were having a conversation that went like this. I'm going to get my permit in 6 months, and I need to figure out how to get a car. I've saved quite a bit of money, but I'm not sure how to actually get one. My best friend replied, I don't know either. How much money do you have? Well, I've saved about $2,000. By the time I'm 15 and a half, I should have at least 2.5k or more if I keep working the hours I work now. That's a lot. You should be able to get something with that, surely. Yeah, but I don't know much about cars, and I can't ask grandma or grandpa because they'll tell my mum, and then she'll take the car from me. Now, my best friend's dad, who has been listening this whole time, gets involved in the conversation. Hey, OP, I have a motor and transmission sitting in my garage that I can't use. Didn't you once say that your grandfather has a garage? Yeah, he's got a large garage that he uses to fix his cars, tractors, and other mechanical things that need fixing. So if you had the parts, he's got the space and tools to fix a car. Yeah, I suppose so. What are you doing this weekend? I'm having to work the morning shift on Saturday, but I get off at 1 p.m. Can you come over after you get off work? Yes. Why? I think I can help you with your problem, but don't say anything to anyone. Okay. So Saturday rolls around and I get off work. Now, when my grandpa picks me up, I asked if he would drive me to my friend's house so we can do some homework. I was good at maths and she was good at science, and we'd help each other out with homework because I sucked at science and she sucked at maths. He said sure and drove me over and dropped me off. I go in the house and there is my best friend and her dad both ready to go out. The dad said, we're going shopping. This is going to be great, said my friend. But what are we actually shopping for? I questioned. I'll tell you in the car on the way. Let's just go. We get into the car, and as we are driving to town, the dad explains that the transmission and motor in his garage had come from a family member's car who had died, and the car itself was trashed, but they were able to pull the motor and transmission, which were fine. Now, they scrapped the car, but they didn't really have a use for the motor or transmission. He said that he spent $100 to replace a few parts on the motor that needed replacing. He said that if I wanted the motor and transmission, he would sell them to me for $100, and that our trip to town today was to find a car that would fit it. I told him, okay. This wonderful man drove me and my friend to a local junkyard to find a car. He had connections with several junk car owners and knew that one of them had a car that would fit the motor and transmission he had and was in great condition, and he was actually thinking of buying the car for himself. But when he heard about me trying to get a car, he thought it would be better for me. We arrive at the junkyard and I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to get a car here. But way in the back of the yard was this 1979 Chevy Monte Carlo that was beautiful. It was just a shell of a car. No motor, transmission, tires, or anything, but the car itself was perfect. No dents, and the paint was still in great condition. I actually couldn't believe how pretty the car was. A metallic brown. The dad explains to me that I can get the car, motor, and transmission, and he would take me to town with a parts list and I can buy all the parts. He would arrange to have the car and all parts delivered to my grandparents' house, but only if I thought I could convince my grandfather to put it together. I told him that I was on board. So, I bought the car shell and had to get the front and rear axles and rims from another car at the same junkyard. The dad made sure that the owner listed me as the buyer on the bill of sale. This will come into play later. And then, for the rest of the day, he took me to parts stores to get all the parts I would need, including tires. Now, I did offer to pay the dad for gas, but he wouldn't take any money from me. I was nervous about going down this route, but the dad knew exactly what he was doing, and he even helped me to track down the original owner of the car to sign over the title to me. Now, I'm still not sure why this was wholly necessary, but something about having a real title instead of a junkyard title was important. I paid for all the expenses, and the dad walked me through the process. This was a Saturday, but it took till the next Saturday before the dad could get everything arranged for delivery. So, Friday night, I tell Grandpa what I did. but I wasn't really sure how he was going to take the news. So, in wanting to protect the amazing dad in case things went badly, I told my grandpa that I had been the instigator in wanting to buy the parts, and the dad had simply helped me, thinking it was okay with my grandpa. To my utter amazement, my grandpa started smiling, and we had the following conversation. "You're telling me that tomorrow, the dad is going to be delivering a car, transmission, motor, and other car parts here, and you just want me to put the car together for you?" "Well, yeah, I figured it was cheaper to buy the car this way, and since you had the garage and the tools, you could do it. The boys, my brothers, could help too. I know I didn't ask, and I'm asking a lot from you, but I don't have to borrow any money from anyone to do it this way, and by the time I get my driver's permits, I'll have my own car." My grandpa had a sly smile on his face. "How much have you spent total on everything?" "I've spent $736.27. I'd already totaled up my receipts, and this was for everything. I still remember the total to this day." "Really? And you've got everything we need to put the car together?" "Yeah, I believe so. But if I've missed something, I can get it, and you'll tell me what I need, I'm sure." "Well, you've already spent the money, so there's no going back on it. I actually wish you would have taken me with you so I could make sure everything you bought is what you need. I guess your brothers are going to be busy tomorrow." With this, I gave him a huge hug and thanked him profusely. I knew he had his doubts and was thinking I probably got taken for over $700, but he was willing to see how things panned out. The next day, just as my friend's dad had said, a truck arrived with the car and all the parts. My friend was with her dad in another vehicle behind the truck, and my grandpa directed the driver to the garage where he watched everything get unloaded. My brothers were there, and everyone was just amazed when they got a look at the actual car and the condition it was in. My grandpa went over and shook my friend's dad's hand and thanked him for helping me. And then my friend and her dad left after I thanked him repeatedly and again offered him money for the gas, which he again refused. My grandpa came over to me and just winked at me and told the boys to get to work. My entitled mother showed up a few hours after the work began and was being filled in by my grandpa on what was going on. Needless to say, she was very upset that she wasn't involved in the process and kept saying that it wasn't going to work. It took about 3 weeks for my brothers and my grandpa to get the car put together because they didn't work on it every day, mostly on Saturdays. I kept asking my grandpa if I needed any more parts, and he said that I got everything and that I made a very savvy decision. After 3 weeks, my car was in running condition, and my grandpa began to show me how to check oil, change tires, and basic things I would need to know about owning my first car. Fast forward a few months, and I'm now 15 and a half, and I go to take my test for my learner's permits. Now, I didn't mention this before, but my grandparents had a farm, so I was able to learn how to drive in my car on the farm without endangering people on the streets. So I felt prepared for my test. After passing my test and getting my permit, I now needed to get some insurance. After work one day, I walked a half block down the street to the insurance agency that my entire family used. I knew I was a minor, and I was dreading having to ask to be put on my mother's insurance. So I was going to ask if I could be put on my grandparents' insurance. I walk into the insurance agency and have the following conversation. I greet an insurance agent inside. "Hi, remember me?" "Of course. You are so-and-so's daughter and the granddaughter of your grandparents." "Yes, I just got my learner's permit a few days ago and I need to get some insurance." "You sure do. Come into my office and let's take a look." As I'm following him into the office, I say, "Do I have to be on my mother's policy?" I was getting ready to ask if I could be put on my grandparents' policy. But before I could ask, the agent replied, "Well, you can have your own policy, but it's expensive. I wouldn't advise it." "Wait, what? You mean I can have my own policy even though I'm a minor?" "Yeah, this state has licensed you to drive and also requires you to have insurance. Therefore, you can get your own policy if you'd like. But most kids get insurance on their parents' policy to save money." "But I can get my own policy in my name and no one else's." "Yes, but I wouldn't advise doing that because it is very expensive. Even though you've got good grades and are a girl, it would be very expensive." "But I do want my own policy." "Are you sure?" "Absolutely." So, after getting the information together about my car and explaining liability insurance, he gives me the quote for 6 months, and then the quote for what it would be for month to month. I wrote him out a check to cover the 6 months, and his mouth just kind of dropped. He once again tried to give me a quote on what it would be if I was to go on my mum's policy, but I never gave him the chance. I wanted my own policy. I left that day with an insurance card, and I was feeling very good as I walked back to the cafe that I worked at and waited for my grandma to pick me up. When she picked me up, I told her I took care of insurance that day, but didn't tell her any details, and told her that I wanted to go to the TAC agency in 2 days to have the title of my car transferred into my name. I asked her if she would be willing to put her name on my car since I was a minor, and she told me that if I wanted that, then she would do that. I thanked her and told her we would do it in 2 days as soon as I got off school, since I didn't have to work that day. Fast forward to 2 days, and I get home from school, walked into the kitchen to find my grandma cooking. I asked her if she was ready to go, and she turned to me and said the following. I was talking to your mother, and she said that since she is your mother, that her name is the one that should be on your car, and she is coming by to pick you up and take you to the TAC agency. My heart sank a little bit, and I was annoyed that my grandma had been talking to my mum. I don't think it has to be an actual parent. I think it can be any adult, I replied. Well, she is your mother, and it is more appropriate that her name go on your car than mine. As soon as my grandma said those words, my mum pulls up and honks her horn. I am so mad at this point, and I just walk out the door and get into her car. Did your grandma tell you what we talked about? My mum said. Yes. Good. You've got all the paperwork? Yes. On the ride over, I was seething. I vowed her name wasn't going to go on my car. She had done this to my brothers and had repeatedly denied them their cars when she got mad and wanted control over them, even though she never spent a dime to buy their cars or insurance. I vowed to myself that I would put my grandma's name on my title even if she wasn't with me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We get to the TAG agency and wait in line. It gets to my turn and I lay the title, bill of sale, insurance card, and my ID on the counter, and the nice lady picked them up. She takes a few minutes to look over the paperwork and then addresses me. So your name is spelled like this, correct? It is an odd spelling, so I understand that she wants to make sure that it's spelled correctly. As she gets to the third letter, my entitled mum interrupts her. Excuse me, she is a minor and my daughter, and my name needs to be on the title. I'm about to say something about putting my grandma's name on it when the lady says, well, your daughter's the only name on the bill of sale, so her name is the only one that has to be on the title. Thank you to my friend's dad for that. But she is a minor and can't have a car in her name. I'm her mother and my name has to go on the title. That's not actually how it works. The only name that has to go on the title is the name that appears on the bill of sale. It doesn't matter that she is a minor, she can own a car in her own name. My mum is getting red and very mad at this point. But I am her mother and she is a minor, stressing each word slowly as if she's talking to a small child who just doesn't understand. The TAC agency lady now looks at my mum, irritated. That doesn't matter. She can have it in her name if she wants. I could have jumped over the counter and hugged and kissed this woman at this point. But the lady cuts off my mum and looks at me. Do you want your mother on your title? No. Okay then, let's carry on. So again, you spell your name like this, and she begins to repeat back to me the spelling of my name, leaving my mum furious at being cut off and not getting what she wanted. After the lady verifies all the information, she informs us she has to go to type up the paperwork, and that it will be a few minutes. She isn't that far from the counter, and I know that she and her co-workers can hear the following conversation that then happens between me and my mum. You know, you won't be able to drive the car if you don't have insurance. I know, but I have insurance.
Not if I cancel it, then you can't drive. But I have my own insurance. No, you don't. You're a minor, and you can't have your own insurance. You have to be on my policy. Nope, I got my own insurance. All right, well, I know you're lying. When we leave here, I'm going to cancel it. We just stood there in silence, waiting for the agency lady to get finished with my paperwork. And I'm just vowing that she is not going to cancel my insurance, and I can tell she is seething that she didn't get her name on my title. Now, it's clear she's in a hurry to get to the insurance agency so she can try and cancel my insurance. The lady returns to the counter and smiles very sweetly at me and says, "Here is your paperwork, and you should get your title in about a week. Congratulations on your car, and good luck." I turned and saw that at that point I was by myself, because my entitled mum had already left the building and was getting into her car, ready to leave. I leave and get into the passenger side, and I don't say a word as she speeds out of the parking lot. The insurance agency is less than a mile down the road, and I swear my mum was doing 80 to get there. As soon as we pull into the parking lot, she gets out and practically runs into the building, and I was just trying to keep up. I was ready for a fight to keep her from cancelling my insurance. She got into the building before I could get there, and when I entered the building, she was already shouting for the insurance agent who was exiting his office as I entered the door. "My daughter says she has her own insurance." "Yes, she does." "But she can't have that. She's a minor. It must be against the law." "Mom, she's been licensed to drive by our state, and they require her to carry insurance. It doesn't matter that she's a minor. She can have her own insurance. It is the law."
"But she is a minor."
She says the word minor very slowly, like again, she's trying to explain to him the meaning of the word. "That doesn't matter. She is required by a law to carry insurance. Fine. And I tried to talk her out of getting a policy in her own name because it's expensive, but she insisted."
"Oh, that is ridiculous. I want you to cancel her insurance right now."
She is still screaming at the top of her lungs. "Mom, the policy is in her own name, and the only way her policy can be cancelled is if she fails to pay or requests to cancel it herself. Since she's already paid for the policy in full, then only a request from her can cancel that policy." I finally interject at this point. "I don't want to cancel my policy."
"She is a minor, and this is against the law."
"No, Mom, it isn't against the law." Without another word, my mum turns on her heels and heads out the door. I mouth, "I'm sorry," and "thank you" to the agents, and turn to run out the door myself. She was trying to drive out the parking lot before I even got in the car, so I rushed to get in the car because I did not want to walk the 10 miles back to my grandparents' farm. On the drive home, she was driving whilst hitting me in the passenger seat, telling me what an ungrateful girl I was, that if I died, no one would be able to do anything with the car since no one's name was on the car. I just endured the hitting and actually didn't feel most of it. I couldn't believe that I actually ended up in a position where she couldn't take my car and had no hold over me. I was so happy inside. When we got to my grandparents' farm, I had to actually jump out of the car while it was moving because she wasn't going to take the time to drop me off. I walked into the kitchen where my grandma was still cooking.
"How did it go?"
"It went well, Grandma."
"Did you get everything settled?"
"Sure did." I walked over and gave her a kiss. All my anger from earlier had disappeared. Had my grandma taken me to the tag agency, I would have probably put her on my title. And somewhere down the line, my entitled mum may have convinced her to sign the title over to her. I know this. This is one of the rare times where my grandmother's naive nature about my entitled mum had actually worked in my favour. That car saved my life. Literally. I was able to leave the farm just a few months later, since I now had transportation and no one had the right to take it away from me. Sorry this post was long, and I'm sad to say this is only one story of many, but it was one of the few times where I came out on top. If you're still reading, thank you for your time and have a great day. I couldn't echo that more. Wow, where to even begin with this story? What an absolute marathon. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was definitely a long one, probably one of the longest stories that I've ever read, longest single stories I've ever read on my channel. But you guys have been asking for longer stories, and I thought, you know what? Let's give the people what they want. So I hope you guys enjoyed this one. As for OP, as I always say with these people, you know, it must be so hard living with parents like that. Pretty much just, you know, stealing and thieving and just using your own kids for their own goods, right? This mum has nothing to do with this car. She hasn't, you know,
got any of the money for the car, hasn't paid for it, has nothing to do with the insurance, nothing. It's her kid's car, it's OP's car, but still she wants her name somehow associated with it so that she can control her own children. It's mad. If your child has done well enough and has worked their butt off to get enough money to buy a car at the age of 15 and a half, which I guess must be legal in whatever state this is in, then just please, like, surely you have to be, you know, really proud of them and say to them, you've done an amazing job to do that well at 15 and a half. Not try and, you know, ruin it for them and steal their car and have control over it. It's mental. But hey, that's an entitled parent for you. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. And let me know down below if you enjoyed the longer video. If you want another longer video, well, check out that one. Doesn't really get much longer than that. 2 hours of entitled parents content right there. If you are new to the channel, subscribe, press this button, turn notifications on as well, and then you'll get notified every time I post, every single day. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new one. Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.